The one-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd by a former Minneapolis police officer will be marked today with an event in Northampton. The local activist group Northampton Abolition Now is hosting a standout from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. in front of Northampton City Hall. It will feature speeches and conclude with 9 minutes and 29 seconds of silence, the amount of time that former police officer Derek Chauvin kneeled on Floyd's neck. After the standout, the group plans to set up equipment to let people testify at the Northampton City Council's budget hearing. The activists want the police department's budget cut by 50% and the money transferred to a new city agency that would take over some of the tasks now done by the police. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Ashwin Ravikumar, an organizer with Northampton Abolition Now.
Policing in the United States has rotten roots, originating in slave patrols and squads to bust unions for organizing for better working conditions. Reforming this system has been attempted for at least a century, and reforms have consistently failed. The only way to dismantle the racist violence of policing is to shrink the footprint of police while growing alternative, peer-led, non-coercive systems for community safety. Northampton is actually not an exception to this pattern. So there's three things that Northampton leaders can do right now. They can create a department of community care appropriately funded and led by those most impacted by policing. This is part of the recommendations offered by the Northampton Policing Review Commission. Mayor Narkowitz's proposed budget only allocates around $400,000 to this new department, which would only support a director and an administrative assistant. And it would not enable this department to start really building out the programs that we need with all requisite speed. The second thing that they need to do is reallocate the full $882,000 cut from the Northampton Police Department last year to community-led solutions. And finally, they need to defund the Northampton Police Department by 50%.
What changes in policing in Northampton are you calling for?
The NPD spends at most 6.7% of its time on what is considered, quote, violent crime. And the Northampton Policing Review Commission's rigorous research shows that many functions, from wellness checks, suspicious person calls, and nonviolent public assembly can be moved out of the police department right away. So we are creating a space to be in community with one another, to honor the memory of George Floyd and of other Black people who have been killed by police before and since, and to address and make a strong showing to tell our leaders that we demand action that they have failed to meaningfully take a year after, in the year since the murder of George Floyd.
Are you at all optimistic that the types of reforms that have been proposed in policing in Northampton will become a reality?
We are hopeful that our leaders will rise to the occasion and take meaningful action to fund this Department of Community Care adequately, make sure that it is led by people who have been most impacted by policing, and shrink the footprint of police. The only way to dismantle the racist violence of policing is to shrink the footprint of police while growing alternative peer-led, non-coercive systems.
What do you say to people who argue that we need armed police officers because there are bad people, criminals, violent criminals, that need to be apprehended?
The police actually don't do what people think that they do. The Northampton Policing Review Commission shows that at most, the Northampton police spend 6.7% of their time on what is considered violent crime. Nationally, that figure is approximately 1 to 4%, even in cities like New Orleans and Baltimore, right? So what that means is that it is easy to take many of the functions that the police do perform, things like wellness checks, suspicion person calls, and frankly, driving around burning gasoline, spending public resources on patrols without actually responding to anything at all, without affecting what most people would consider safety at all. Ultimately, we envision a world without police at all. Police don't prevent crime. They respond after crime, after harm already happens. And what that means is that they bring their own threat of violence to situations that are not even violent. And where violence does exist, police often escalate violence rather than making it better. So there are many people that are not police who are better equipped to handle even violent situations. But right now, we can start moving functions out of the police department, things like wellness checks, suspicious person calls, nonviolent public assembly, and moving them elsewhere so that they can be handled by folks that don't bring that threat of violence. And if we do those things, things that were recommended by the Northampton Policing Review Commission, it will be easy to defund the Northampton Police by 50% this year. A lot of people don't call the police already because they are afraid. They've had experiences and they know that police are likely to cause more harm than they prevent. While it's undeniable that there are some people, especially white folks and wealthier folks, who do feel safer because of police, testimonials, countless testimonials from our neighbors and community members of color and our poor and unhoused community members, suggest that many people are also victimized, have violence visited upon them, are surveilled, harassed, and incarcerated by police. And what we need to strive for is a system that keeps everyone safe at the expense of no one.